Well, good morning, everybody. Today, we have a beautiful, long gospel, but what a great gospel. And there's a great song by Phil Wickham. I don't know if anybody listens to that sort of music, but it's called House of the Lord. And there's this like the refrain is, "We were beggars, now we're royalty. We were prisoners, now we're running free. We are accepted, forgiven, redeemed by His grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise." And I love this song. Actually, I was yesterday I got back from my retreat in the early afternoon, and I thought I got to go run a 5K. So I ran out to the YMCA, and I was running, and I just was like, I put my arms up in the air as I was on the treadmill, and I thought, this is dangerous, but I'm so excited, like, let the house of the Lord sing praise, because we were beggars and now we're royalty. We were prisoners and now we're running free. How? In Jesus. This is what it's all about. And there is, most scripture scholars think that the story that we just heard is a different blind man than what we hear about in a different gospel, which is Bartimaeus. When Bartimaeus gets his sight back, the Lord wraps him in a royal robe. This is a baptismal garment. But even in this gospel, which is super long, but it's beautiful. I hope you caught how Jesus heals this man. If you've ever seen The Chosen, this piece is depicted beautifully. It's so powerful. Here's a man who has, like, close your eyes and imagine that this is all you have seen, nothing, your whole life, and you're 30 years old. And this is all you have never seen. And then all of a sudden, God comes with His power and gives you sight, and you're like overwhelmed. And this is like, of course, Chosen depicts very well. He's amongst all the rejects, because everybody thought that, okay, you're born blind, like you must be a terrible sinner, or your parents were sinners, or somewhere there's some big, big sin going on, and we don't want anything to do with you. So here's Jesus, or here's this poor man who is unnamed in our gospel, who is amongst the rejects and scorned by society. And Jesus comes to that man and gives him his sight. And it says that before then, this man was a beggar. He was begging. He had nothing. But then it says that after his sight comes back, they say, wasn't this the man who was the beggar? He's not a beggar anymore. We are beggars, okay? We are beggars because everything that we need, everything that we need to survive is from God. And so we say, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy at every Mass. And yet, at the same time, because of the power of Jesus, we are royalty. We were beggars and now we're royalty. We are part of the royal family. How? By baptism. The man that this guy in the gospel, this is an icon of the story. Now, it's a little small, so you can't see it, probably, unless you're up front. But this is the Pool of Siloam. Here's the man who's born blind. He's right here next to this pool, in the shape of a cross, by the way, which is very beautiful. And here is our beautiful Mother Mary and Jesus. And from them are these salvific waters of baptism. And so this gospel is ultimately pointing to baptism and pointing to the fact that in baptism is our sight, is our life. Second reading today, St. Paul says to Ephesians, "Wake up, O sleeper, don't be dead anymore. Arise." And that we come to life, to the only true life that exists in Jesus. There are so many people that sleepwalk through life, and we see them outside on the streets, we see them in the grocery store, we see them in the high school, we see them in our workplaces, we see them everywhere. People sleepwalking through life. If we don't have a relationship with God, we are walking zombies. If we don't have a relationship with God, we're in the darkness. And we are darkness. But in Jesus, we are light. And we're alive and we can see. And in the old rite of baptism, now this dates back to the early church, and it only changed in the reforms of Vatican II. But what I love is, And I've done it one time because the family, it was a family here actually, asked for it. And so I did the baptism in the old rite in Latin. And now I need permission for that. But at the time that that request was made, was 4 years ago, it was not necessary to have permission. And so I did the baptism in the old rite, which was in Latin. But there were also other pieces. And one of the pieces is, and I thought this was so cool, the priest takes some spittle out of his mouth and applies it to the face of the child. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? Because why? But then you make like people look at that, like, what does that mean? It's because the priest is an alter Christus. Despite my own sinfulness and brokenness and whatever, Jesus made me a priest. And I'm so happy he made me a priest. But that the priest is configured to Jesus, especially in the sacraments. And so that what Jesus does to this man in our gospel today, we see depicted here at the Pool of Siloam, is he spits, and some of that water coming from him makes it so that he can see. And this is my friends, this is what we have in Jesus. This is what we have in our blessed Lord. Have you ever, St. Paul said it so well in our second reading. Before we're in the Lord, we're in darkness. We are darkness, stumbling around. But when we're in the Lord Jesus, we don't just like have light. Like Jesus isn't like just a lantern, you know, that we carry around and like he helps get a new technique to see a little bit better. No, Jesus, we are made into the light at our baptism. We become light, said the second reading today. We become light, and we can then, have you ever met somebody who is so alive in the Lord, who walks confidently, knowing that there is a power behind them, but not just behind them, in them, a fire, a force, a hidden force behind them, but actually in them. And that they have become, and this is the saints, they've become holy. They have become saints. And you gotta watch Cabrini. This movie, I don't watch TV much at all. I don't watch the movies much, but this movie is phenomenal. Cabrini, it's in the theaters right here in town. It is so powerful because it shows this woman who has the power of Jesus, the fire, the light, that she becomes it. She becomes the power. She becomes the fire. She becomes the light. She becomes Jesus. And she has this force. And she will not take no for an answer. She is focused on the Lord and on what his will is for her life. And so many countless other people live in her light. But it was actually Jesus's light. But they live in her light, in her orphanages that she founded, in her hospitals that she founded, in her schools that she founded. And so many countless people begin to live in her light. But it's actually the light of Jesus in her. And this is somebody, because when we are truly in the Lord and the Lord is truly in us, we see so differently, because we become the light. Like we can see as Jesus, because we're in him and he's in us. And so where the world looks down and says, that's just a wretch, that's just a sinner, that's just a horrible person, we look and say, there's a beautiful soul right there. You know, where the world says, there's a huge problem, nothing can happen here, we see with the eyes of Jesus a possibility. We see a possibility for grace, a possibility for a miracle. Where the world looks down and just sees a hot mess, we see God even at work there. We begin to see God everywhere when we have the eyes of our Lord. This is what happens in baptism. This is what, did you catch the first reading here? Man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. And we can look into the heart in as much as we are in the Lord, in the light, in these waters. We are able to see. And the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David in our first reading. The Spirit of the Lord rushes upon us. And there's a force behind us, above us, to the right, to the left, in front, below, above, within. There is a force, and it's the Lord. It's the Lord. Let's pray that we can live those kinds of lives, because that is how it is that we can become a saint. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.